He was convinced he could kill his family and not feel anything. A Halloween movie gave him the idea, but real life turned out to be much crueler. This is the true crime story of Jake Evans, the teenager who expected to be able to murder his family with no remorse. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you all so much for joining me today and helping out my small but determined channel. I wanted to tell spooky crime stories for the month of October, so my friend Valerie recommended the Slender Man case. And I do think that case is so interesting, but I worried that so many of you had already seen it covered, so I dove a little deeper and found this case of a young man who thought that scary movies were real life. In October of 2012, Jacob Ryan Evans, better known as Jake, called 911 and slowly, calmly told the operator, "I just killed my mom and sister." He shot them with a .22 revolver. He was 17 years old and lived in Aledo, Texas, near Fort Worth. When the operator asked him if there was any reason he was so angry with his mom and sister, he said, "It's weird. I wasn't even really angry with them. It just kind of happened."
Okay, what's the emergency?
I just killed my mom and my sister.
What?
I just killed my mom and my sister.
Jake was arrested at his home after 25 minutes on the phone with the 911 operator, who thanked him for being willing to come out of the house on his own and said she'd talk to him later in the sort of calm voice a mom might use. Deputies found Jamie Evans and her daughter Mallory inside the house with multiple gunshot wounds. From the outside, they seemed like a nice family, devout Christians living in a $500,000 house. The 48-year-old mother had been a teacher and then assistant principal in the local school district. The 15-year-old daughter had talked to her uncle about becoming a nun after recently converting to Catholicism and saying she found peace in it. Apparently, when she was 4 years old, she said the new steeple on the Methodist church was the most beautiful one in the world, and her mom made a donation to the church later that week to help with the cost. The father said that all of his accomplishments were thanks to the love and encouragement of his now-deceased wife, his high school sweetheart and best friend. Jake Evans was born on May 22, 1995, and was raised alongside three sisters, two older and one younger, in an affluent neighborhood inside a gated community. Classmates said that he was shy and quiet, but nice. He played golf on his high school team until he and his sister started being homeschooled the year of the murder. That day, when he shot his mother and sister, his confession mostly reads like the most regular, boring day of a kid's life. He went to the allergist, watched Family Guy, went to the cleaners with his grandma, and hit some golf balls around the yard. He asked his sister if she wanted to watch Waterboy, and they had a playful pillow fight. Just a normal afternoon for a 17-year-old. But underneath his seemingly mundane actions, Jake was having an inner monologue that was anything but monotonous. Earlier that day, he had decided he was going to kill his family. First would be his mom and younger sister, and then he'd go across the street to his grandparents' house and get them and one older sister. His dad was away on business in Washington, D.C., but he could murder his other older sister who was visiting from college when she came home. He took his dad's knife from the closet in his parents' room and paced around upstairs with it, grappling with the idea of causing his younger sister pain. He decided he wanted her and his mom to die quickly, so he instead grabbed the .22 revolver that he'd stolen from his grandfather. The gun had been reported missing 2 weeks earlier, although no one can say if Jake had been planning the murders for that long. He nervously opened and closed the gun cylinder, imagining life without his family. He walked around downstairs, thinking about never seeing them again. Hours passed. He stood outside his sister's door and contemplated. Then he knocked and told her their mom needed to see her in the study. When she emerged and saw the gun pointed at her, his sister told him to stop. He was freaking her out. He shot her in the back and then the head and ran downstairs to shoot his mom 3 times. He ran to his room, emptied the shells onto his bed, and then screamed that he's a messed up person who killed his mom and sister. But then he heard noises outside his room and realized that his sister was still alive. He reloaded the gun, shouted that he was sorry, and ran as fast as he could to shoot her again. He then shot his mom in the head just to be sure. He told the 911 operator, "Just to let you know, I hate the feeling of killing someone."
Just to let you know, I hate the feeling of killing someone. I'm gonna be messed up.
So why did Jake choose to murder his family that day? Well, he says that it really could have been anyone. He told 911, "I've been kind of planning on killing for a while now." In his confession to police, he wrote, "When I look at people, especially teenagers, I see them as being very cruel to one another emotionally. It seems that their favorite hobby is picking on someone else. The people who are racist, bullies, and who are full of themselves are the really evil ones. And it amazes me because those three qualities are extremely common today. I was very sad because I felt like my own family were becoming the people I hate." He talks about how earlier in the day at the Allergist, his 15-year-old sister made a racist comment about a man working there, and it wasn't the first time. She also made fun of homeless people, he said. He scolded her for becoming white trash and told her to look up lynching to see if she wanted to keep saying that sort of thing about Black people. He said that when he was having second thoughts about causing her pain that day, he would think about the time she hurt his feelings. He said his family was suffocating him. But what makes this case especially eerie is that Jake says he was influenced by a Halloween movie. Heavy metal rock star Rob Zombie remade the 1978 horror classic Halloween in 2007, and Jake Evans said he watched the movie 3 times the week of the murders. In it, 10-year-old Michael Myers kills his older sister, her boyfriend, and his mom's boyfriend. Jake says he was amazed at how at ease the boy was during the murders and how little remorse he had afterward. He said, "I was thinking to myself, it would be the same for me when I killed someone." Except it didn't work that way for Jake. The thing that stopped him from continuing his planned spree involving his grandparents and 2 older sisters is that he did feel remorse, unexpectedly. He wrote in his confession that he put the movie back in its case and threw it away so no one would think he was influenced by it. Jake was charged with capital murder and his bail set for $750,000. His father said that the family would be supporting him in jail, but couldn't afford to bail him out. There was a bit of a kerfuffle at his hearing when his attorneys revealed that the U.S. Supreme Court says no one under the age of 18 can be executed nor sentenced to life without parole. But those are the only 2 options for a capital murder case in the state of Texas. Jake's attorneys asked that his capital murder charge therefore be dropped, but the prosecutor said, "Hey, wait, good news. There's a state law in the works that would allow kids to be sentenced to life." In the meantime, his attorneys argued that he wasn't mentally fit to stand trial and asked the court to determine if he was competent. They said they would present evidence claiming insanity at the time when Jake committed the crimes, basically saying that a rational person wouldn't do such a thing. 2 psychologists did determine that he should be remanded to a state mental health hospital rather than stand trial, and he stayed there for the next couple of years until April 2015, when he was declared competent again. At the end of that month in 2015, Jake accepted a plea deal for 45 years each on 2 counts of murder to be served at the same time. His capital murder charge was waived. His family wrote a letter to the district attorney thanking him for the plea bargain, saying that they thought it was fair and would save them from having to relive the horrors of that day at trial. They said, "We wish to close this chapter of our lives in order to continue healing as a family." Jake is currently 27 years old and serving his sentence at a Texas Department of Criminal Justice men's prison. He'll be eligible for parole in 2035. I found this case so interesting, partly, of course, because of the Halloween connection, but also because I feel for this kid in a way. I hear a lot of remorse in the words of his confession to police and what he told the 911 operator immediately after the murders. He traded in his knife for a gun to make the deaths happen more quickly. He remembers apologizing to his sister and telling her to hold still so he could make the pain go away. He tells the operator that he's going to be messed up and worries about having nightmares. He says, "I don't mean to sound like a wimp or anything, but this, wow, I've never done anything violent in my life, you know. I just thought it would be quick, you know. I didn't want them to feel any pain. That's why I used a gun, but it's like everything just went wrong." He ends his confession by saying, "I know now, though, that I am done with killing. It's the most dreadful and terrifying thing I will ever experience, and what happened last night will haunt me forever." But 17 really is old enough to know better. It's old enough to know that actions have consequences, and you should stop your murderous rampage when you suddenly realize that you don't actually want your sister to feel pain. Jake tells the 911 operator that he's just evil, but it seems more like he's just a troubled kid who needed help. I read where one professor of psychology said that it's not unusual for people to say there didn't seem to be anything wrong with the kid until the days after the event when the signs suddenly seemed so obvious. He said, It's extremely unlikely that a perfectly normal 17-year-old kid would take a shotgun out and kill members of his family. Maybe this explains partly why Jacob Evans' family has been so quick to show him sympathy. As the district attorney in this case said, the family has shown forgiveness that astounds the normal person with how quickly they forgave him and how wholly they embraced him. It's just awe-inspiring to see this amount of love for this kid. I hope Jake gets the help he needs. A few things stood out to me in this case, like the fact that both Jake and his sister had recently withdrawn from school to be homeschooled, and his mom had left her job as an assistant principal. I also found it odd that they lived in a $500,000 house, and yet Jake's father said they wouldn't have money for bail. Were there troubles at home that go beyond the feeling of suffocation he mentioned to the 911 operator? And in my research, I came across the idea that people who take allergy pills sometimes experience changes in mood where they describe not feeling like themselves or complete and utter personality changes. I'm not saying that allergy pills turn kids into Michael Myers, but could Jake taking allergy medication have been a contributing factor? So what do you think? Do you believe Jake's remorse, or do you think he ultimately just feels sorry for himself? Could you have empathy for him in the way his family has? Let me know in the comments. And stay tuned after the credits if you'd be interested in hearing all of Jake's harrowing 911 call. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.
Ponca County 911, where is your emergency?
My house.
What's the address?
152 River Creek Lane.
Okay, what's the emergency?
I just killed my mom and my sister.
What?
I just killed my mom and my sister.
You just killed your mother and your sister? How did you do that?
I shot him with a .22 revolver.
And what is your name?
Jake Evans.
Jay Evans?
Jake Evans.
Are you sure they're dead?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to stay on the phone with me, okay? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. Where is the gun?
It's on the kitchen counter.
Okay. It's a .22?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Jake, hold on. Stay on the line with me, okay?
All right.
Jake?
Yes?
Are you on any kind of medication?
No. Well, I've been going to the allergist a lot lately.
Yeah.
My mom. But no, nothing other than that.
Okay. How old are you?
17.
You don't take any other kind of medication?
I mean, other than, like, Zyrtec and, like, Advil and, you know, like, Sudafed and stuff like that, you know, for the allergies and headaches, but
yeah.
No.
Okay, do you, is there any reason that you were so angry at your mother and your sister?
It's weird. I wasn't even really angry with him. It just kind of happened. I've been kind of planning on killing for a while now.
The two of them or just anybody?
Pretty much anybody.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really like people's kind of attitude.
Right.
I think they're very emotional, I don't know, verbally rude to each other and stuff like that.
Right.
And I don't know.
It's okay.
It's just my family, I don't know, they're just kind of really, I guess this is really selfish to say, but to me, I felt like they were just suffocating me in a way. I don't know. I think I'm, obviously, you know, I'm pretty, I guess, evil, but whatever.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's all right. I'm listening. Okay, you have my undivided attention. Were your mom and sister in their beds?
No. This is really going to mess me up for this, you know, in the future. My sister, I told my sister that my mom needed her.
Mm-hmm.
She was in her room, and she came out of her room, and I shot her, and she rolled down the stairs, and I shot her again. And then I went down, and I shot my mom about maybe 3 or 4 times. But I'll never forget this.
Okay, that's fine.
My sister, she came down the stairs, and she was screaming, and I was telling her that I'm sorry, but to just hold still.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I was just going to make it go away, you know, but she just kept on freaking out. But finally, she fell down and I shot her in the head about probably 3 times.
So they're both downstairs?
Yes.
Okay, where are you?
In the kitchen.
Okay. You're not sitting by the gun, are you?
No, it's about, 10 or 15 feet away from me.
That's all right. Where's your dad?
He's out of town.
Do you know where he is? Out of town?
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And future reference, I don't really want to see any of my family members, you know, and visiting or whatever. I don't know how it works or anything, but I just don't want any type of visitors. I don't want to see.
Okay. So. Where do you go to school, Jake?
Well, I used to go to Leo High School, mm-hmm. but now I'm kind of being homeschooled.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's just you and your sister and your mom and dad in the house?
No, my dad's out of town.
Well, yeah, but normally it's just your mom and your sister and your dad and you.
Yeah, and my grandpa and grandma, they live across the street. And my oldest sister, she lives with my grandparents. And I have another sister, and she's out in college. She is going to come out to visit us tomorrow.
Uh, Okay. You don't want to hurt yourself, do you?
I'm a little freaked out about guns now.
Oh, sure. But you don't want to hurt yourself.
I don't know. I assure you, I definitely don't like myself, you know. But I'm just so freaked out by guns now. And just to let you know, like, I hate the feeling of killing someone. I'm going to be messed up.
There are people that will help you.
Oh, God.
Well, you just take a deep breath. We have deputies coming, and they're going to help you. We're here to help you, too, okay? We're going to help you. We're not going to hurt you. All right?
I understand if y'all want to, you know.
No, we're not going to hurt you. We're there to help you, Jake.
All right.
That's everybody thinks that, you know, we want to do bad things, but we don't. We want to help people. Right or wrong, we want to help people. And we're going to help you. Okay, do you understand that?
Yeah.
We're also here to help. Okay. Jake, where is the kitchen in the house? Is it the back of the house?
Yeah, kind of to the back, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. We're talking with our sergeant now. He's almost at your house. But what I'll probably ask you to do, Jake, when he get there, is turn your porch light on.
All right.
Okay. Okay, and what he'll probably do is ask you to come out. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you'll be all right. You're going to be all right. Okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm going to stay on the phone with you, though. And talk with you. That's okay. And you can talk to me. I'll listen. Is there anything you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay. No. What's your grandfather's or grandparents' last name?
Stevens.
Stevens? With a V or a PH?
What's that? Stevens? S-T-A-V. D-E-N-S.
Okay. Okay. What's your grandpa's first name?
Jim.
Jim. And grandma?
Diane.
Diane. Is it a gated community? Is there a gate?
Yes.
Kids 27.
Do you want the password?
Yes, please.
Three.
Wrong radio. Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
No.
No driver's license? What's your date of birth, honey?
1995.
Month?
May.
May. And the date?
May 22nd.
May 22nd, 1995?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to be all right. It really is. Okay?
All right.
But I'm going to stay on the phone with you. They'll be there shortly. Won't be long now.
That's your call. Yeah, just follow your protocol. Ours is we're going to wait till we get on scene. Thank you.
134 10 8 with an offense. So I'll clear it when I get an opportunity.
Call 434 receive. Paul, 434, are you en route to the 12 to assist?
I believe it is Parker, and until we get everything secure, I'll need the bodies, and then we'll...
Four. Jake, would you mind going to the front door and turning the porch light on or any lights that you have outside?
Yeah, I turned them on.
Okay. Paul 414, or correction, Paul 404, my caller has turned the front lights on for you. Are you okay, Jake?
I'm thinking about my sister.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 15.
15?
Yeah. She was, I don't know, she had a really sweet side, but, you know, she was kind of racist and, I don't know, kind of rude to me sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How long ago did this happen, or how long ago did you shoot your sister and mom? Just a little while ago?
Yeah, like
when you called?
30 minutes ago.
About 30 minutes ago?
Yeah.
About 30 minutes ago. Okay. You'll be all right, Jake. Okay? You'll be all right.
I'm like, really worried about, like, you know, like, nightmares and stuff like that. Are there any type of medication for that and stuff?
Well, I think there is. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, the justice system, and I'm sure your family will get you the support you need.
I don't mean to sound like a wimp or anything, but, you know, this is, wow. I've never, like, done anything violent in my whole life, you know?
You don't sound like a violent person. No, you don't. But there, help will be provided for you, medical and psychological. That'll be provided to you, okay? So you don't have to worry about that right now. Take deep breaths for me, okay? You're doing fine. In through your nose and out through your mouth. so you don't hyperventilate, okay?
All right.
And that'll slow down your heart rate, too. I'm sure it's just jumping all over in your chest. There you go. Couple more. Good. That sounds good. You sound a lot calmer right now. Just keep taking deep breaths. And it'll keep the anxiety down. Are there any cars in your driveway, Jake?
No.
No cars in the driveway? Okay.
No.
All right. Deep breaths, honey. In through your nose, real deep.
I just thought it'd be quick, you know. I didn't want them to feel any pain. That's why I used a gun.
Okay.
But it was like everything went wrong.
It's all right. Keep breathing for me. Okay, just in through your nose, real slow out through your mouth. Couple more deep breaths for me. There you go. Real deep in, real slow and real deep. Jake, my officers are almost there. Would you be willing to walk out on your own?
Yes.
Yes.
I guess I should tell. I forgot before I called.
Yes.
The gun on the counter. For some reason, when I put it down, it was loaded. Just to let y'all know.
Okay, that's fine. As long as it's on the counter.
Yeah, it's on the counter, sure.
All right, I believe you. Okay, they'll be there shortly, but I'll stay on the phone with you until, you know, it's time for you to walk out, okay?
All right.
Are you on your home phone?
Yes.
Is it cordless?
Yes.
Okay. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. You're doing good. What color's your house, Jake? Red brick?
Yeah.
Okay. Red brick. Okay. Okay. Okay, Jake, what I want you to do is, after we get through talking, I want you to put the phone down and leave it in the kitchen. You don't have to hang it up, okay? But I want you to walk outside. But when you're walking through the house and outside, stay visible. You know, don't hide behind any furniture. Open the front door. Do you have a glass screen door or a glass door or just the front door?
Just front door.
Okay. When you open the front door, step back, put your hands behind your head, and slowly walk outside, okay? Or keep your, I'm not behind your hand, but keep your hands up in the air. Just walk very slowly and walk outside, but keep your hands visible. All right, sweetie?
All right.
Okay, go ahead and put the phone down and do it. And then just listen to what Sergeant Fletcher has to say. He's very appreciative that you're willing to come out on your own. He thinks that's great, all right? And I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Bye.
I don't need to write it down. It's open. The line's open. Or close to it. I don't know how big the house is. It's in the call notes.